and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 24th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist George Augustus Moore, born in County Mayo, Ireland, 1852, who was, he once said, the boy that no schoolmaster wanted. He read whatever novels and poetry he wanted rather than the assigned work. And in 1867, at the age of 15, he was expelled for, as he said, idleness and general worthlessness. His father wanted him to go into the military, but young George wanted to be a painter. So when his father died, George took the inheritance, moved to Paris to study art. He met all sorts of artists, but he spent his time sitting in Parisian cafes, reading philosophy. Decided to become a writer, moved to London, and there he published his first novel, A Modern Lover, which was banned by libraries for sexually explicit passages, which helped sales of the book, and Moore began a lifelong crusade against censorship. In 1901, he returned to Ireland, and along with Yeats and Lady Gregory, he was a leading figure in the Irish literary revival. George Augustus Moore, who wrote, "A man travels the world in search of what he needs and returns home to find it." He said, "Art must be parochial in the beginning to be cosmopolitan in the end." And it's the birthday of Wilhelm Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1786, who, along with his older brother Jacob, published a collection of over 200 fairy tales of the early 19th century, which gave us Cinderella, Hansel and Gretel, Rumpelstiltskin, Little Red Riding Hood, Rapunzel, and Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Here's a poem for today by Anne Sexton, and one for my dame. A born salesman, my father made all his dough by selling wool to Fieldcrest, Woolrich, and Faribault. A born talker, he could sell 100 wet-down bales of that white stuff. He could clock the miles and sales and make it pay. At home, each sentence he would utter had first pleased the buyer who'd paid him off in butter. Each word had been tried over and over, at any rate, on the man who was sold by the man who filled my plate. My father hovered over the Yorkshire pudding and the beef, a peddler, a hawker, a merchant, and an Indian chief. Roosevelt, Wilkie, and war, how suddenly gauche I was with my old maid heart and my funny teenage applause. Each night at home, my father was in love with maps, while the radio fought its battles with Nazis and Japs. Except when he hid in his bedroom on a three-day drunk, he typed out complex itineraries, packed his trunk, his matched luggage, and pocketed a confirmed reservation, his heart already pushing over the red routes of the nation. I sit at my desk each night with no place to go, opening the wrinkled maps of Milwaukee and Buffalo, the whole U.S., its cemeteries, its arbitrary time zones, through routes like small veins, capitals like small stones. He died on the road, his heart pushed from neck to back, his white hanky signaling from the window of the Cadillac. My husband, as blue-eyed as a picture book, sells wool, boxes of card waste, laps and rovings he can pull to the thread and say, "Lester, Rambouillet, Merino, a half-blood, it's greasy and thick, yellow as old snow." And when you drive off, my darling, yes, sir, it's one for my dame. Your sample cases branded with my father's name, your itinerary open, its tolls ticking and greedy, its highways built up like new loves, raw and speedy. And one for my dame, a poem by Anne Sexton from her Selected Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org, produced by Thomas Scheutzger and Katrina Cicala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.